let's kind of take it one category at a time. Now, the weather, it's completely bananas all over the world. In the near term, in the next year or two, if you would look ahead for us, and is there any way you can tell what's coming?
Well, as far as the weather is concerned, the one thing I'm worried about, and I've been getting this a lot, and it's not just here in the state of California, even though I'm here. I am picking up devastating fires, and I'm talking about the tens of thousands of acres on fire, not only here in the state of California, but like I said, in other states. But what's bothering me, in fact, I'd even ask your audience and those people, especially in the state of California, that maybe they can help out, because I am picking up that a lot of this is going to be done by arson. And I'm not seeing them clearly, but I keep getting three or four men, and I only see them kneeling down. And so I can't tell a lot about them, but they have got plans. And they're not just in the state of California. They're in other states, and they are going to start major fires.
Do you feel any motive? In other words, why? I've always wondered.
This is like, it's deliberate. It's deliberate.
Oh, no, I've got that. But, I mean, is it just to get the attention, Evelyn? Is it some sick?
This is not a sicko. This is a planned operation, and I don't understand that it's not coming in clear enough. I'm getting snapshots. I'm getting images.
Right.
And it's just not giving me enough, but I've got enough to put it out there now. And that's why I'm asking the help of your audience, especially those in the state of California. But beside that, I'm also getting an awful lot of flooding. And we're going to be dealing with an awful lot of water and an awful lot of landslides. And this, again, is not only in the state of California, but across the nation. And I'm picking up that there's going to be anywhere between a 5.8 and a 6.2 earthquake in Northern California by the end of summer, early fall.
Okay.
All right, and again, babe, everything that you have been saying in The Day After Tomorrow and your book, The Coming Global Superstorm, that's what's going on.
Well, yeah, as the weather changes, now, obviously, in areas where there should be moisture, there is not. So that means you're going to get all kinds of perfect conditions for fire. And if you've got somebody or somebodies out there, as you just talked about, willing to set them, then you're going to get a lot of fire. So you see a year of fire ahead.
I see the next 18 months, not just the next year ahead, the next 18 months, I'm seeing nothing but fires, and I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm really worried because, I said, there's a deliberateness to some of them. Now, I'll tell you what we talked about also a year ago, which I have gotten so many letters and so many emails from people that heeded when I talked about the economy and what was going to be happening to housing, and especially those who had adjustable rate mortgages.
That's right. I remember.
I spent a lot of time on that, Art.
I remember.
And now those people who heeded my warning, thank God they got out. They got into a nice low fixed rate mortgage for 30 years. They pulled out a little bit more money and they paid off their debts. But right now, Art, there is going to be over 1 million homes that will be lost, that will go into foreclosure this year.
Evelyn,
the slump in housing is only just starting. There's going to be a major domino effect.
So it's going to get worse.
It's going to be much worse. And people are going to see their mortgages adjusting anywhere between $500 and $700 more a month, and that is going to cause them to go into foreclosure. And
a
with
lot.
That... Remember the word I said recession last year?
Yes, I do.
Well, didn't Bernanke, and Greenspan mention the recession?
As opposed to, yes.
And by the end of this year, we will be really talking about it because the slowing of this economy is going to happen and people are going to be being laid off. They're going to be losing their jobs by the thousands. And by the time we get into the third quarter, recession will be in full swing. And the dollar is going to continue to weaken and inflation is going to continue to rise by year's end.
Well, of course, the people that will be most immediately affected will be those that are way over their heads anyway. A lot of them in California, where, of course, you know, things were so overpriced in the first place, and they're hanging in there by a thread. If you know, they add $500-$700 or more to a mortgage, that's just going to put a lot of people right out of their homes.
That is correct, and I am saying over 1 million homes. People are going to be losing their homes, and they're going to be losing their jobs, and this economy is going to be slowing down, and the only thing they're going to be interested in is not the luxuries but the necessities of life. So as far as investment is concerned, let me tell you, if I were you, I would still stick with palladium. Gold is still going to be and has continued to be a hedge against inflation. Silver is still one of the best bets because I feel it will hit at least $25 to $30. So it's going to double. So I would definitely get into silver. I would stay also into copper, into nickel, and believe it or not, even into sugar.
Sugar.
Now, there's a lot of people that know that there's been a lot of corn being planted. I mean, not since 1944 has there been so much corn being planted. So even though the price of corn has gone down, as a long-term investment, corn is going to be extremely still a very good investment, Art.
Okay.